Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
It was January 2011, a day that started like any other in Philadelphia, but would soon be marked by tragedy and mystery. The sky outside was heavy with an impending blizzard, the streets already blanketed with snow. Inside a sixth-floor apartment in the trendy Mana Yonk neighborhood, Ellen Greenberg, a 27-year-old schoolteacher, was alone, or so it seemed. What happened in those final hours of her life remains a chilling mystery, one that has left her family searching for answers ever since. Ellen Greenberg, by all accounts, was a vibrant and loving young woman. Her life appeared to be on track. She had a job she enjoyed, teaching first graders at Juniata Park Academy. She was engaged to be married to Sam Goldberg, her fiancé, a man she had met during her time at Penn State University. They shared a comfortable apartment, had family and friends nearby, and Ellen was busy planning their wedding. But as the snow began to fall that day, something went terribly wrong. At around 6:30 p.m., Sam Goldberg, returning from the gym in their apartment building, found Ellen Deed on the kitchen floor. The scene was grim. Blood pooled around her lifeless body, a 10-inch kitchen knife still protruding from her chest. Sam, panicked, called 911, and as his frantic voice filled the emergency line, the first narrative began to take shape. Ellen, he said, had locked the door from the inside. She hadn't answered his calls, his texts, his pounding on the door. Desperate, he claimed he had forced his way in, only to find her body, unresponsive, with the knife lodged in her chest. Philadelphia police were quick to respond, but almost as soon as they arrived, the scene was treated as a suicide. The initial observations suggested that Ellen had taken her own life, despite the bizarre and unsettling details. 20 stab wounds, 10 to the back of her neck and head, 10 to her chest and abdomen, seemed at odds with any typical suicide. Nevertheless, the investigation proceeded swiftly, and by the following day, Ellen's death was ruled a homicide by the medical examiner, Dr. Marlon Osborne. But just as quickly as that determination was made, it was overturned. 3 months later, in April 2011, the cause of death was mysteriously changed from homicide to suicide, a decision that left Ellen's family, particularly her parents, Joshua and Sandy Greenberg, in shock. From that moment on, their quest for answers began, and it continues to this day. And then the official narrative was that Ellen had suffered from anxiety, that she had been seeking treatment and was under significant stress in the weeks leading up to her death. Those close to her said she had been prescribed medication, including Ambien, a sleep aid, and Klonopin, used to treat anxiety. Sam Goldberg, her fiancé, told investigators that Ellen had been struggling with her mental health and had been feeling overwhelmed by the pressures of work and planning a wedding. But the Greenbergs didn't buy it. They knew their daughter. Her strength, her resilience. Ellen had never shown signs of being suicidal, they said. She had been seeking help for her anxiety, but nothing in her recent behavior suggested she was on the verge of taking her own life. Besides, the manner of her death, the sheer violence of it, seemed impossible to reconcile with the idea of suicide. Ellen had been stabbed 20 times, including 10 times in the back of the neck and head. How could someone inflict that kind of injury upon themselves? The Greenbergs, like many others, asked the question over and over. How could the medical examiner and the Philadelphia police come to such a conclusion? Was it carelessness? Was it pressure to close the case quickly? Or was there something darker at play? Allegations began to swirl. Some believed that Sam Goldberg, the last person to see Ellen alive, knew more than he let on. He claimed he had been at the gym from 4:45 to 5:30 p.m., but questions arose about his timeline. Could he have been involved in Ellen's death? Why was the apartment never treated as a crime scene? Why had it been cleaned and sanitized before detectives returned 2 days later to search for evidence? And then there was the matter of the locked door. Sam insisted that when he returned from the gym, the apartment door was latched from the inside, meaning Ellen had been alone in the apartment when she died. But was that true? Could someone else have been inside the apartment unseen with Ellen in her final moments? A new twist in the case emerged years later when an amateur cold case investigator, an everyday librarian by day, pored over hours of surveillance footage from the apartment building. What she found was chilling. In the video, taken around the time of Ellen's death, a man could be seen in the lobby, pacing nervously. He was there while Sam Goldberg was at the gym, and then he ascended the back stairs, disappearing from view. When he returned, his demeanor had changed. He seemed more composed, more deliberate. The amateur investigator claimed that the man had blood on his hand and that he had retrieved something from the apartment building's bathroom before disappearing again. Could this man have been involved in Ellen's death? Was it possible that Sam's story about the locked door wasn't the full truth? The Greenbergs, desperate for answers, handed over this new evidence to the Chester County District Attorney's Office, which took over the case in 2022. But years have passed, and still, no new answers have emerged. The man in the video remains unidentified, and no charges have been filed. As the years have stretched on, the Greenbergs have poured their lives and their savings into uncovering the truth. They've spent more than $700,000 on private investigators, legal battles, and forensic experts, all in an effort to prove what they believe, that their daughter was murdered and that her death was covered up. The evidence they've uncovered is compelling. Forensic pathologists, including one of the country's leading experts, have reviewed Ellen's case and concluded that her wounds were not self-inflicted. The distribution and depth of the stab wounds, they say, make it physically impossible for Ellen to have inflicted all of them on herself. One pathologist went so far as to say that Ellen's injuries were consistent with a homicidal attack, not a suicide. And yet, despite the mounting evidence, the official cause of death remains suicide. The Philadelphia Police Department, the District Attorney's Office, and the Medical Examiner's Office have all maintained their stance, citing the lack of direct evidence linking anyone else to Ellen's death. For her parents, the frustration is palpable. Joshua and Sandy Greenberg have taken their fight to court, filing two civil cases, one challenging the medical examiner's ruling and another alleging a conspiracy among Philadelphia detectives, medical examiners, and assistant district attorneys to cover up Ellen's homicide. They believe that powerful forces within the city's legal system have worked to suppress the truth, either out of incompetence or, worse, to protect someone involved in Ellen's death. Their legal battle has reached the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where justices will decide whether families like the Greenbergs have the legal right to challenge a coroner's ruling on the manner of death. The outcome of this case could have far-reaching implications, not just for the Greenbergs, but for countless other families seeking justice for their loved ones. As the legal process drags on, the Greenbergs have had to make difficult choices. The financial strain of their ongoing fight for justice has forced them to sell their home in Harrisburg and relocate to Florida, leaving behind the community where they raised Ellen and shared countless memories. In the meantime, the Chester County District Attorney's Office has promised an update on the case. Spokeswoman Dana Moore has said that detectives are actively working on the case and that new evidence may be on the horizon. But for now, the Greenbergs and the public are left waiting. Waiting for justice, waiting for the truth, waiting for someone to finally answer the question, what really happened to Ellen Greenberg? The case, with its many twists and turns, has gripped the attention of true crime followers and legal experts alike. How does a case like this, with so many questions, go unresolved for over a decade? What forces are at play behind the scenes, and why has it taken so long for any movement toward resolution? There are those who believe that the answer lies in the evidence that has been overlooked or ignored. Like the surveillance footage from the apartment building, the bloodied man in the lobby, and the suspicious circumstances surrounding the door latch. Others point to the potential involvement of Ellen's fiancé, Sam Goldberg, whose timeline and story have been called into question by investigators and online sleuths alike. Still, others argue that this is a case of systemic failure, of investigators jumping to conclusions, of a medical examiner's office making an error and refusing to admit it, and of a justice system more interested in closing cases than in finding the truth. Whatever the reason, the Greenbergs remain steadfast in their belief that Ellen was murdered. And as the years drag on, their fight for answers continues. A fight that has consumed their lives, their finances, and their faith in the system. Ellen Greenberg's story is far from over. The truth, they believe, is still out there, waiting to be uncovered. And until that day comes, her parents will keep searching, keep pushing, and keep fighting for justice for Ellen. The question remains, will anyone listen?
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.